If I say Disney, I bet you get songs running through your head right away. Maybe it's Ariel's Ballad and the Little Mermaid, or Mrs. Teapot and Beauty and the Beast. The new film Frozen hopes to add to the Disney canon. It's the tale of two sisters who are princesses. The older sister, Elsa, is born with the power to create ice out of her hands. As her powers become dangerous, she's forced to cut herself off from everyone, including her sister, Anna. Of course, magic and true love are key to breaking the curse. It sounds like classic Disney, about as far away as you could get from this.
The internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
That's the classic Broadway anti-kids show, Avenue Q, written by Robert Lopez. He also wrote the music for the Book of Mormon. Robert and his wife, Kristen Anderson Lopez, wrote 8 songs for the new Disney film, Frozen. It turns out they both got their start in children's theater. Making the transition was easy.
I think a story is a story, a character is a character. Mm-hmm. And if your story is edgy, your songs are edgy. And if your story is full of heart, your songs hopefully are full of heart.
On top of that, we try and be a little subversive, whether we're doing something for families or something for grown-ups. I mean, it's you try and locate the line and then toe it.
Coming to this project, did Disney come to you with a story and say, we want you to write some songs for this?
Well, they approached us with a story, and in fact, it was a piece of art that really hooked us in. It was the two princesses as young girls, and they look just like our two young girls.
Who are waiting outside the studio right now.
That's right. You guys are married and have 2 daughters. And so were they an inspiration for these characters?
Oh, absolutely. And not just an inspiration, we actually brought them into the studio.
They're in the movie.
Yeah?
Our oldest daughter sings. She's the youngest singing voice of Anna.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
They helped us with lines. They were always the first people to hear any of the songs that we wrote.
So you bring your work home and it's actually fun for the kids, which is not usually the case.
But one of the best things about working on it was that we were able to work on the story with the team every day. They had a story when we first joined the project, but it was very much in flux, and they really wanted our opinion as musical theater writers.
I was wondering about how much back and forth there was, because certainly some of the songs, like Bobby, one that made me think of you in particular, was Reindeer Are Better Than People.
Yeah.
Reindeers are better than people. Sven, don't you think that's true?
Yeah, people will beat you and curse you and cheat you. Every one of them's bad, except you.
Sometimes I feel that way. Not specifically about reindeers, but I kind of like animals better than people sometimes.
Is it hard, though, writing when, you know, these characters are being animated after you've done the music? Do you have, like, a drawing that you work with, or...
The people we worked with on the visual side were the storyboard artists, and they basically illustrate the script as though it were a comic book. Those drawings are kind of put on reels along with some temp dialogue or temp singing, and the whole movie gets put on reels like that. And if you can get it to work in that format, that sort of less than perfect format, you know you have a story that's working.
I want to come back to one of the other songs of the film. This great character who's a snowman, a sort of a living snowman, and he has a song about summer, even though he's never experienced it, and some delusions about summer as well.
Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer.
Yes, that's the character of Olaf, the snowman. He somehow comes to life and longs for heat and all things warm.
I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm.
And it turns into a running joke in the film about he's just not aware of that limitation. So was that, did that come from that song and from you?
We had 2 hours of conversation every single day for 2 years. It took us a while to find Olaf. But we were in the room when we all realized he's a snowman who wants the summer. How sad is that?
Well, it's a classic character thing, and being attracted to what destroys you, right?
Yes.
Like me and chocolate.
I wanted to ask you also about writing for some very established characters, because you did some of the music for the Winnie the Pooh movie that came out in 2011, and it really nailed the spirit of the original. I came to it, like a lot of people probably did, thinking that, well, they better get this right, because Winnie the Pooh is very important to me.
Well, we were both raised on an incredibly steady diet of Sherman Brothers.
These are the brothers who composed so much of the classic, like
right.
Mary Poppins and yeah. Jungle Book.
And Let's Get Together, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
I think they understood that every song you write for Disney has the potential to be a classic. So you kind of try to knock the ball out of the park every time you step up to bat. They were our heroes as we worked on this movie and obviously Winnie the Pooh too.
This one more I got to ask you about Winnie the Pooh. Bobby, I understand that you had some vocal talent in Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I was the sound of the tummy.
Pooh's tummy.
But I had to sing with that, so I was like...
He's very talented. So many hidden talents.
That was awesome. I'm sorry. I'm just disarmed by that. Composers Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez wrote music for the new Disney film Frozen, which opens this week. Thank you so much. It was really fun talking with both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Search Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. You can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.